This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're visiting with Dr. Jamie A. Panetta. He's a PhD, professor of cognitive science, neuroscience, and psychiatry at the University of California, San Diego, and the author of many widely cited papers in animal and human cognitive and systems neuroscience, as well as two books of poetry on mind-brain relationships with emphasis on spirituality, mysticism, environmentalism, and social activism. His new book is Controlling Mental Chaos, Harnessing the Power of the Creative Mind. And Dr. Panetta, thanks for joining us here today.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
And certainly appreciate your time in joining us here today. So to kick things off, what makes this book different from others in the same space?
Sure. So I bring to it my background, which is in neuroscience, and also my interest in psychology, as well as 30 years of practicing contemplative practices. And so this is a book about fusing all these domains of knowledge to try to explain, you know, what causes human suffering, what causes mental chaos. And so I bring not only a personal perspective, but these different kinds of perspectives.
And also as a way of a follow-up on that first question, what makes the book unique in terms of the relationship between creativity and anxiety?
Yes. The assumption that I make, my working assumption, is that the uncontrolled brain, this chaotic brain that we get into and experience anxiety and fear and all these things, is really the same thing as the controlled brain. They're one and the same. So the dynamics of what I would call anxiety, I see it as unfocused creativity. That is, your brain is trying to solve a problem, but it just doesn't quite have the way, the means to do it, right? So it's unfocused, it's unclear, it doesn't have the right tools to work to solve the problem. And so what you need to do is just give it just the right perspective, the right tools, and it will then transform itself into what I would call a creative brain.
Certainly appreciate your response and feedback. Most helpful for sure. Now, also, what are some of the solutions proposed to deal with an obsessive mind?
Yeah. Well, this is, again, based on personal experience, because like many people, I've gone through life experiencing chaos. Anxiety was one of the things that hit me when I was in my mid-40s. And I felt a sense of just not being in the right place, what some people call it imposter syndrome, not being sufficiently knowledgeable to be a faculty in a highly prestigious university, that kind of thing. So I was very anxious, very fearful. What I did was I began doing the kinds of meditation practices of mindfulness and other ways of trying to calm this mind. And what I found over time is that this practice of being present, being mindful, was really the most effective and the one that led me to a better solution, if you will, of my problem. I had tried exercise, I had tried dieting, I had tried self-reflection, yoga, you know, all these things, they're wonderful, they work to some extent. But when I tried mindfulness meditation and really focused on that, I think it really, I found it to be the easiest and most natural thing to do. And it brought me solutions to what I thought was this high anxiety problem.
Really do appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective. That certainly takes it a long way. Thanks for that. Today we're speaking with Dr. Jamie A. Panetta, a PhD and professor of cognitive science, neuroscience, and psychiatry at the University of California, San Diego. His new book is Controlling Mental Chaos, Harnessing the Power of the Creative Mind. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Mental Health Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, why are scientific explanations of anxiety and the uncontrolled mind necessary?
Yes, that's a very good question. And, you know, For people like myself, I guess they're necessary in the sense that I need a rational explanation for things. This may not be true for everyone. And so part of what scientific explanations do for me is they provide a certain amount of understanding and a certain amount of motivation to then to carry things out, because they tell me, oh, okay, this works, and there's some evidence that it works. And so that motivates me to do it. And so I'm hoping that this may be the case for the readers of this book, that they'll find explanations that they hadn't considered, and that it will motivate them to then try the different solutions, the different strategies that I suggest.
Now, here's another question for you, Dr. Panetta. Is an intellectual understanding of the problem sufficient to undo it?
A wonderful philosophical question, right? I would say that at the heart of it, you don't need to have an intellectual understanding, right? That it's enough to simply do these practices, as many people do. You know, they meditate, they do yoga, without really having to understand what it is that's helping. What is it that's changing in their brain and their mind that's making them calmer, right? So you don't really need the understanding, but I think it adds a different dimension to it. A third dimension, if you will, if you're able to say, oh, this is what's causing my calmness. This is what triggers anxiety. And now I'm doing this practice, which is doing this thing based on the brain science. It gives you a richer understanding of things. And I think that that's the idea. It's just a richer context.
Your feedback on that one certainly is most helpful, and thanks for that. Now, also, can you explain what self-parenting is? I'm sure listeners would like to hear your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, so this is one of the techniques or strategies that I suggest, and I think it's really important. So self-parenting is basically learning to provide for yourself the kind of caring and nurturing that maybe you missed out when you were a child, an infant, right? So maybe you had parents that didn't quite show or express their love, et cetera. And so you sort of miss out on certain things, and this creates a certain amount of problems. Self-caring is realizing, okay, I might have missed that during my development, but I can do it myself. I can provide self-love, self-caring, self-nurturing that will kind of fill in those holes. And the reason why I think that's important is because you need to have a stable personality, a stable set of behaviors before you really move to the what I call the transformative step, which is moving on to the mindfulness, meditation, and so forth. You need to have a stability of sorts in your personality. And so self-care, self-parenting is what I think can provide that for many people.
Dr. Panetta, really do appreciate your time spent with us here today. Just a couple more questions before we conclude. Can you explain also what present moment centering is?
Right. So present moment centering is what I call the transformative step. And that is, it's learning to cultivate a mindset that we don't typically cultivate in Western culture. And it's what's missing in our ability to solve problems. And that is a mind that can give you the big picture, that can give you a sense of the connectedness between things. And it does this in a very calm way. And this is what we call non-conceptual awareness or open awareness. And present moment centering is simply the way in which you can access that open awareness immediately, by being present in the moment, by simply saying, where am I? What am I experiencing at this moment right now? And if you do that without trying to judge things, without trying to fix things, you enter this open awareness, this open space. And if you do this over and over, right, throughout the day, just ask yourself, where am I? What am I doing at this moment? And just simply experience that openness, that awareness. You cultivate that sense of beingness. And I think that will then lead you to other things that will help you deal with the chaos that most people get into.
We've been speaking with Dr. Jamie A. Panetta. His new book is Controlling Mental Chaos, Harnessing the Power of the Creative Mind. Really do appreciate your time spent with us here today. Before you go, in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, maybe a tip or anything else you'd like to make mention of as we do conclude today?
Yeah, certainly. So what we've talked about so far are really the beginning steps, right? You get into practicing and cultivating this open awareness. It can lead you to a sense of being able to handle the multiplicity of problems that you encounter in a very calm way, and then use your rational thinking mind to solve those problems without feeling overwhelmed. But if you keep practicing this, it can lead you to other things. You know, you can then begin to get a sense of how you are connected to others around you, to the world itself, and so on. So open awareness is the sense of the big picture. And when I say big picture, I mean big picture, right? So I would encourage everyone to try to cultivate that and see where it takes you.
Of course, the big question is, where can listeners get more information on Controlling Mental Chaos online, and how could folks get more information on you and be in touch accordingly?
The book is being sold on Amazon and on Barnes & Noble, so you can go to those sites. I have my own website. It's called theunencumberedmind.com, theunencumberedmind.com. And you can read more about it, and you can also get the book through that site.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find this link and other links according to this interview on the broadcast page within the show notes. Again, Dr. Panetta, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me and being able to talk to you and your listeners. Thank you.
Now, you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Jamie A. Panetta, a PhD and professor of cognitive science, neuroscience, and psychiatry at the University of California, San Diego. His new book is Controlling Mental Chaos, Harnessing the Power of the Creative Mind. And for further details, visit the-unencumbered-mind.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.